Katie sixth, maybe could have been better. So probably a little bit of frustration at the end there, even though you finished in the top 10.
If someone told me before I came here I'd finish sixth, I would have been ecstatic. But when it comes that close, I think one fence between second and sixth place, and she jumps so well. So it's a little bit frustrating, but I'm very, very happy.
At the start of the week, what were your expectations? We know you had such a good horse, and you've been very confident that the horse was going to perform well at these Rolex finals, but exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, definitely. Because she's not as experienced as most of the horses here. She's still only really a 9-year-old, so she's learned a lot this week, and it's been amazing.
And what about you as well?
I also have as well. It's been great.
In particular, what would you think? I presume you know a sort of degree of self-confidence on the world stage.
I've got so much faith in her, and it's boosted our confidence at least going to wherever we go next. Have to try and get into some better shows, and it'll be good.
What will be the plan for you and the horse then? What, you stay in up north, up in the northern hemisphere?
Yeah, I just have to try and get into some shows now, which might be a little bit easier after this because it's so hard to get into the European shows.
But this horse, very special, doing everything right. We're obviously so close as that fence in that first round today. Will you get over that?
No, I think I'll always think about that fence. But that's okay, I'm very, very happy.